WEI Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Tuesday, mostly cloudy. We'll have rain showers, temperatures in the mid-50s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 15. Tonight, cloudy. We'll continue with showers likely with a low near 42. For Wednesday, once again, chance of rain showers, otherwise cloudy and breezy, high of 57. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low near 35 degrees. Currently, it's 43.
You live here, work here, and drive here. Why would you trust your auto insurance to someone who is not here? Here at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand the challenges drivers in Kansas face. We know your friends and your neighbors. We are your neighbor. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville to provide the right coverage to meet all your auto needs. A friend. Your friend in the auto insurance business. Blue Valley Insurance.
Kansas won't be expanding Medicaid despite an effort by Democrats and moderate Republicans. Kansas lawmakers of a bill that would have expanded the state's health coverage for the poor, elderly, and disabled. Under proponents of concealed carry at Kansas hospitals and universities hope an 11th-hour gun debate will give them a chance to change the law that is set in a floor debate if they approve a motion to put another gun bill on the debate calendar. And Kansas reporting that its tax collections in March. The Department of Revenue said yesterday that the state collected almost $429 million in taxes last month when it projected it would take in more than $440 million. Mid-America Network News.
Here's a smart way to prepare for warmer weather. Shop the Home Depot and get 15% off all special order Anderson and American Craftsman windows and patio doors. These top brands are designed to lock in cool air and maximize your comfort, all while minimizing energy bills. Upgrade to smarter windows and patio doors with 15% off special orders from Anderson and American Craftsman, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid through April 12th.
Blue the Dog here for propane. Making the rounds with my owner, the Propane Man, has allowed me to see a lot. I may just be a simple dog. I didn't attend the elite boarding kennels, and you'll never see me on Barking with the Stars. But I do know that propane is the smart fuel that lets millions of Americans live where they want and how they want. It's clean, reliable, and powers modern appliances from tankless water heaters to high-efficiency furnaces. Learn more at ProudlyPropane.com.
An Overland Park man who said he beat his roommate to death because he thought she was a zombie was sentenced to nearly 17 years in prison yesterday. Christopher Wallace, sentenced for second-degree murder in the January 2016 death of 35-year-old Jennifer Lopez. The Kansas City Star reports court documents indicate Wallace was under the influence of methamphetamine and told police he attacked Lopez because he thought she was a zombie. The University of Kansas plotting the sale of alcoholic beverages by the drink at some on-campus events in order to compete with off-campus experiences. The Lawrence Journal World reports that beer and wine are now being sold at performances held at two on-campus venues. Union's director David Musi says that as of January 1st, 13 events held at one of the venues brought in about $4,300 in alcohol sales revenue. Mid-America Network News.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. County commissioners' meetings last Monday consisted of mostly routine business. Marshall County commissioners approved hiring Hall Brothers Construction to overlay 3.5 miles north of U.S. 36 on 6th Road at a cost of $238,000. Washington County commissioners heard a cost analysis for the county jail, which is averaging 36 inmates per day. Nemahal County Commissioners hear from Northeast Kansas Environmental Services representatives concerning services they provide. They discussed the possibility of updating the Nemahal County Sanitation Code which has not been updated since it was adopted in 1993. Complete County Commissioner's minutes are posted on our website and our Facebook page. A dozen mumps cases have been reported in Marshall County in the past month since the outbreak was first reported locally. Symptoms include fever, headache, muscle aches, tiredness, and loss of appetite, which advance to swollen salivary glands. Sneezing, the public is encouraged to stay away from others. Frequent hand weathers, generally non-life-threatening. Anyone who believes they may have the virus should contact healthcare providers. Brian Carroll, age 45, passed away unexpectedly. He had served as county attorney prior to his resignation in 2010 when he was a graduate of Marysville High School. Brian Carroll is the son of Wayne and Devin, commentator for KNDY for several years, calling Marysville High football and Wednesday afternoon, 2 p.m. at First Southern Baptist Church with Larison Mortuary of Pratt in charge of arrangements for Brian Carroll. Betty Janie Savage Long, age 94, of Lynn, passed away Monday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 4 until 8. Family will receive friends Wednesday, 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn in charge of arrangements for Betty Long. Richard L. Hensel, age 70, of Barnston, passed away Monday. Massive Christian burial Thursday, 11 a.m. at St. Joseph Catholic Church, Beatrice. Private interment will be held at a later date. Rosary Thursday at 10:30. Family request casual dress for the service. Visitation on Wednesday, 10 until 9 at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Richard Hensel. Dean Chapman, age 80, of rural Summerfield, passed away Monday. Funeral service Thursday, 11 a.m. at the Summerfield Community Center. Interment in the Center Cemetery, rural Summerfield. Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Dean Chapman. Helen Aline Henderson, age 93, of Lynn, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 2 p.m. at the First Baptist Church, Fairbury. Burial in the Rose Creek Cemetery at Reynolds. Family will receive friends Thursday 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn in charge of arrangements for Helen Henderson. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, meatloaf, baby bakers, corn, fruit cocktail, and cake. Tomorrow, fried chicken, mashed potato, wheat roll, coleslaw, and berry bliss. Check of a school and community calendar today. Marysville High tennis team at Immaculata. JV golf team is at Waubonsie County. High school golf team at Wamego this afternoon. Softball team is at Chapman. The baseball team will host Chapman. Junior varsity baseball at Wamego. KNDY News time is 7:13.
Saving for retirement can seem complicated, confusing, even scary, but it doesn't have to be. Hi, I'm Katie Smith, Assistant Vice President for United Bank and Trust here in Marysville, and we're here to help. As we go through tax season, now is a perfect time to think about opening an individual retirement account, better known as an IRA. If you have questions or want to get started, stop by and ask for me, Katie. I'd love to walk through the process with you. Saving for retirement with an IRA at United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, we have yet another low pressure system making its way across the central parts of the Midwest, as well as the southern parts of the United States, which will bring more showers and thunderstorms to the central parts of the plains. And it looks like a chance for some severe weather across the southern parts of the United States. We'll continue to see a chance of rain throughout tonight and into tomorrow. Then finally, some clearing skies and quiet weather by the end of the week. And temperatures will be on the rise as well. Mostly cloudy, rain showers, temperatures in the mid-50s. Winds will be from the north. Showers likely with a low near 42. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30. For Wednesday, cloudy near 57. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low near 35. And Thursday, meteorologist Megan Mulford.
63, record high on this date, 92 in 2011. Was 10 degrees in 1975. At 7:01 degrees, Winds favor the northwest around 5 miles an hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 4th of April. KNDY News Time is 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Saddle up. There's a new burger in town at the Wagon Wheel. Mosey on in for the Southwest Vaquero. Grilled sourdough piled high with pepper jack cheese, corn salsa, guacamole, homemade Southwest ranch, tomato, lettuce, and onion. What are you waiting for? Get to the Wagon Wheel and rope yourself a Southwest Vaquero burger today.
Redemption for the Tar Heels. Hi, everyone. I'm Brian Clark reporting on sports. It was a tale of two endings for North Carolina.
Perkins, 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Matthews launching a three on the right wing. That is no good. Hits in the rebound, and redemption is found in the desert. North Carolina, national champions.
On Westwood One Sports, the Tar Heels defeat Gonzaga 71-65 for their sixth national championship. Final Four most outstanding player, Joel Berry II, spoke after the game.
Our assistant coaches, Coach Rob, just said, remember that moment and how we felt last year, and we don't want that again, so we just got to give it our all. And that's the moment where we locked in.
On the diamond, the American League champions got off to a good start.
Now the 2-1. Swung on line drive, base hit to center field. Naquin will score easily from second.
On WTAM, Cleveland tops Texas 8-5 on three ninth-inning runs. Staying in baseball, the Astros and Athletics both won their first games of the season. On the ice, the Canadiens are Atlantic Division champions.
A breakaway for Paul Byron. Right in, thinks, and he missed the net. And a rebound, Lekkonen shoots and scores.
On TSN Radio 690, Montreal defeated Florida 4-1. For the first time since 1994, NHL players will not be at next year's Olympic Games. ABC's Ryan Burrow explains.
When the cauldron is lit at the Winter Olympics, Olympic Games in South Korea next year, NHL players won't be there, at least with the league's blessing. Team owners say stopping the NHL season for 3 weeks every 4 years isn't worth it. Now the league says it's done. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman says the Olympics don't offer his league enough of a benefit.
There's no programming for the NHL Network, for NHL.com, for all of our social media platforms. We just disappear.
Washington Capitals star Alex Ovechkin says he plans to go no matter what the NHL says about it.
Brian Clark, ABC Sports.
The Hustler Raptor Zero Turn Mower doesn't play around. With a heavy-duty welded steel deck, exclusive smooth-track steering, and a professional-grade cut, the Hustler Raptor has the power to turn your weekend to-do list into your weekend to-done list. With a price starting at just $27.99, the legendary Hustler Raptor. Tools, not toys.
See Terry, Luke, or Kim at Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville and BlueValleyTrailers.com.
There will be an auction for Clayton Dick Saturday, April 8th, beginning at 9 a.m. in Winifred at 104 Main Street. Selling an 85 Ford Econoline van, a 99 Ford F-250 two-wheel drive pickup, 84 Caprice Classic, an Explorer motorhome, 87 Chevy 30-foot box van with onboard generator, four semi-trailers for storage, 12-foot skid loader trailer, and a 6 include an 84 Lund 16-foot on trailer with motor, Bass Tracker with Mercury motor on trailer, narrow glass fishing boat on a trailer, motors, miscellaneous auto parts, power tools, miscellaneous tools, plus antiques and collectibles. This auction for Clayton Dick Saturday begins at 9 a.m. at 104 Main Street in Winifred, south from the Beatty Junction, 5 miles, then 4 miles west. Sale conducted by 5A Auction Service, Greg Askren, auctioneer.
Who have been devastated by wildfires. Farmers Cooperative is helping by collecting funds, needed supplies, as well as your purchases to be delivered to those impacted areas. Contact your Farmers Cooperative branch today for complete information and see how you can help with the fire relief effort. The Farmers Cooperative collection ends April 14th. Let's work together to help producers.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The confirmation of Ag Secretary nominee Sonny Perdue now awaits a full Senate vote after the Senate Ag Committee on a voice vote approved the nomination. It occurred off the Senate floor in the midst of floor votes on Thursday morning. Full Senate action is yet to be scheduled, as a packed schedule next week could mean the Senate won't be able to consider his nomination until after the two-week Easter recess that starts at the end of next week. The Senate is expected to consider the nomination of Neil Gorsuch for the Supreme Court next week, and that process expected to be time-consuming. All but one at Senate Ag Committee member voted in favor of Perdue, that being New York Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand, insisting on a no vote. Perdue's cousin, Georgia Senator David Perdue, abstained. Trump administration seems more likely to pursue modest changes to the North American Free Trade Agreement in negotiations with Canada and Mexico. Trump has called NAFTA a disaster during his campaign for president, but the Wall Street Journal reporting his suggestions for NAFTA seem less likely to make sweeping reforms to the trade agreement. According to an administration draft proposal being circulated around Congress by the U.S. Trade Rep's office, the U.S. would keep some of NAFTA's most controversial provisions, including an arbitration panel that lets investors in the three nations circumvent local courts. As the draft continues to be reviewed, talks of seeking to improve procedures to resolve disputes rather than eliminating the panels. However, experts caution that the draft could be revisited. The administration must give Congress 90 days notice under trade law before beginning any formal NAFTA renegotiations. Find more ag information online anytime at agview.net. With this Ag Business Update, powered by agview.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Supreme Court's nominee Neil Gorsuch won Senate Judiciary Committee approval Monday, although a huge procedural fight remains to get Gorsuch onto the Supreme Court. Judiciary Chair Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa says Gorsuch would be good for agriculture.
He takes the view that he's for the separation of powers, and judges should judge and legislators should legislate, and regulators can't go beyond the law, and he's going to make sure that the justices themselves don't stretch the law beyond concern. I think people that fear too much government regulation, and Waters of the U.S. being an example of that, I think that they would be very relieved to where a guy like Gorsuch is coming from.
Gorsuch passed the Senate Judiciary Committee, getting him past the full Senate for confirmation. Maybe another matter altogether. Soil temperature report brought to you by Abilene Machine. Check out their parts online, abilenemachine.com. A little cooler in Kansas early this morning, a little warmer in Oklahoma. Far northwest Kansas slipped back into the mid-40s for soil temperatures this morning at a 4-inch depth as of 7 a.m. A strip through the middle part of the state, southwest to northeast. Running 49 and 50 degrees, a very tiny corner of far southeastern Kansas in the low 50s, 51 degrees. Oklahoma, for the most part, in the mid-50s, 54, 55, 56 degrees, except for the Panhandle, which is holding in the mid to upper 40s, 46, 47, and 48 degrees. Some more welcome rain across parts of the Central Plains today, tonight, and into tomorrow. Ag News, soil temperature reports from Mid-America Ag Network.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 20th through 22nd at the new Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. The latest for farm and ranch, along with live cattle equipment demonstrations and gentle horse training with Scott Daly. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower at the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
There's always a need for cultural information, and there's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. There's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information. 800-240-8761. When you need that information, let's see how smart your smartphone can be, or your desktop, or tablet. Call QT Market Center at 800-240-8761.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. It's agriculture, of course. Let's talk about the weather in July and August of this summer after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
I guess it's never too early to start talking about the summertime weather, and that's what Steve Georgie of Allendale Incorporated and his fellow analysts have been doing, talking about July weather for corn and August weather for soybeans.
You know, we've done a lot of conferences already and spoke with a lot of weather guys out there in the industry, and most of the guys are already saying that, hey, you know, we're going to just see a return back to trendline yields. There will be some problems in certain areas. You're going to see great crops in certain areas. We're going to return to trendline. But, I mean, what happened last year is we were talking this time of year of La Nina, right? We were going to get hot and dry, and it was going to be terrible never to see rain again. We came in on June 18th that weekend, and what happened through Iowa? We got rain, and it continued to rain. So a lot of the forecasters were wrong last year. That unknown this year, guys are saying, hey, we're going to see trendline again. I don't know if that's just a safeguard that they're playing because they don't know, but I've already been getting emails talking about La Nina, a lighter La Nina back in the later part of the growing season. Guys are now starting to promote that a little bit. Those types of ideas, a normal crop doesn't get anybody excited. When you talk about fund money, as we had before, what it is, it's the fact of the unknown. And so as you start getting these guys talking about issues and problems, maybe it's too hot, too cold, too dry, too wet, too something, that is what affects these guys, and that's what drives the market volatility. I suspect that we probably will see that again at some point and give some life back to these markets and give an opportunity for the farmers out there to really get some marketing done.
Let's talk about some of the outside influences on agriculture, such as crude oil. Crude futures have been either side of $50 over the last few weeks, mostly on the lower side. The president seems to be having trouble getting his programs initiated in Congress. The dollar is higher. Interest rates seem to be ticking up a little bit, perhaps inflation as well. How do all of those impact farming America?
Inflation always is something that we have to watch. But I think the bigger issues that may affect commodities, the TPP, so the Trans-Partnership, how is that going to affect things? At first, it was going to be this chaos, and, well, we've never really seen that. NAFTA, redesigning it. How is that going to be moved? What steps has our president done to really anger some of these other countries? We really haven't seen any of our demand slow down yet. We haven't seen anything change. So everyone wants to talk about it, but yet it's been pretty calm for what has happened. So moving forward, though, yes, there is always something that's going to rock us off our rocker, and I'm not sure what that is yet.
Steve Georgie, rocking us at Allendale Incorporated. Back after this.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Lewin Berger. He has over 30 head of Angus and Sim-Angus yearling to two-year-olds for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewin Berger at Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647 or home phone 363-2645.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
/729 from KNDY, a cloudy overcast 45. Not quite so warm today. Highs only around 50 on tap. There is a scattered chance for rain along the way.
You work night and day to get the crop in. You worry about the weather. You worry about prices. You have repairs to deal with at the worst possible times. It's a lot of work and a lot of worry. But when it's all said and done, you wouldn't trade places with anyone. Making things grow is in your blood. It's in ours, too. We're a community ag bank. Citizen State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Along with the new 2017 Chevy Silverado pickups, the Norris Motor Company in Marysville has the new 2017 Chevy Equinox, Envision, Buick LaCrosse, and Buick Enclave. See the new 2017 models at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Miguel Sano homered and drew the third bases loaded walk for Minnesota during a dreadful seventh inning for Kansas City's bullpen as Irvin Santana and the Twins beat the Royals 7-1 yesterday for their first opening victory in 9 years. Santana, 1-0, gave up just two hits and two walks while striking out three over seven innings, aided by two driving catches of sinking line drives by center fielder Byron Buxton that highlighted a stellar afternoon of defense by the Twins. Mike Moustakas homered, lead in this hole as they start with
free info, 700 up-to-date news, plus quotes and weather at your fingertips on your desktop or on your smartphone and tablet. No matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is, you can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Joel Berry II had a team-high 22 points, and Justin Jackson converted a go-ahead three-point play with 1:40 remaining.